There we go. Well, good morning, everyone. Denise is going to come up and do the announcements for us, run us through some of the important announcements. One that's not on there that Mary just asked me to make is right after service, if everybody could stop by the coffee room before you leave, because Mary has gifts for every single person. So just don't forget to swing by the coffee room. Only me? Oh, okay.
Good morning, everybody. Remember the Christmas Eve candlelight service that's coming up on Tuesday at 4 o'clock here. Please use those cards that you may have gotten and invite as many friends and family that you can think of. We'll have a crossover service on December 31st from 9 p.m. to midnight. Here we're going to start out with a few games. We ask that if you come, please bring a snack to share with everybody. And then we'll end with some prayer and some worship. And there will be no child care at this event. So a prayer meeting is the Monday, January 6th at 6:30 here. Ladies Bible study is Saturday, January 11th at 10 a.m. On Sunday, January 12th, we will have a visitor that we all know and love, Travis. We'll be back here. He'll be speaking that morning, and then after he'll do a training right after service for anyone that would like to be part of doing a prayer encounter team. Lunch will also be provided, and there's no child care for that event. Game night, again, is Friday, January 17th at 6:30. Hopefully we can get more people there. Than there was only four people on Friday, and Mary was outnumbered. We need to get more women there to support Mary. And finally, we have a fellowship room work day scheduled for January 18th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This will be our whole next church work day. We're going to paint and redo the fellowship room. So everyone is encouraged to help wear bad clothes. Or not, and then you can buy new ones.
Thank you, Denise. If I could have the ushers come up, we'll take the offering. You may remember that last week we kind of sort of did the offering. We had the baskets on the counter downstairs, so if you forgot to put your tithe in last week, you can do it this week. Just a quick reminder. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the greatest gift in all eternity, and that was when you gifted us your Son, Jesus. And we just thank you and praise you, Lord. So often we hear people talking about the Christmas story, and they make a big deal out of the three kings that brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But those things all have price tag, and Jesus is priceless. So we thank you again, Lord, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. So today, Father, as we take up an offering, Father, I ask that you would bless the people that are giving. Would you bless them? Would you cause this year, as this year winds down, would you just make an example of people that give to you financially? Would you bless them financially so that they can brag about how good their God is, how faithful their God is, and that all the provision in their life comes from you? Would you please do that, Lord? Please bless this offering and bless the givers. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, praise God. This is the Sunday before Christmas, and we get to celebrate who God is and what his names mean. And there's a lot of names around this time of year that we don't get to use that often, that we get to sing about right now. For example, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Wow. Jesus came to this earth in a manger, not to be a king, but to be about what we just sang about, an offering, a sacrifice for us. And that's what we sing about this morning, is about this baby who came to be a sacrifice for us. Let's stand.
Sinners.
So the last couple weeks, we've been hearing messages about how amazing the Christmas story is and about the 400 years of silence and what that meant when the babies cried out when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. So this Sunday before Christmas, we wanted to do a special song to really praise what it means when Christ came to be with us 2,000 years ago. So we wanted to sing this song and go ahead and play it and give glory to God.
We hold this starlit night, a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long, we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent age, 400 years can he be found, but broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God.
Oh God. Amen.